Hello, hello. How's everyone doing? Father Jared here, pastor of St. Luke, the Evangelist Catholic Church. And you are listening to our Advent series, Come and Be Born in Me.
Come and be born in me. Come and be born in me. Come and be born in me. Come and be born in me. Since I am not able, Lord, make me your stable. Oh, come and be born in me. Oh, come and be born in me.
Come and be born in me.
Come and be born. Be born.
Patience! There you are, this cute little manger, sitting there, all warm with charity, all attractive with your joy, all ready with tranquility and peace to provide a fitting manger for our Lord. You're just ready. And then it suddenly starts to get to you. Okay, listen, it was fun and exciting at first, sitting here in the freezing cold, waiting in this rickety old shack, but we're fine, it's fine, you're fine, I'm fine, we're all fine! Okay, listen, I am not fine. I've been waiting here forever. It's cold. I'm alone. These random animals keep peeking into the stable and staring at me like they're a little too curious. You know what I mean? The wind has this strange yet very annoying whistling sound going on. Look, I know I'm not much. I know I'm just a lowly manger. But hey, I might have things to do. I might have other precious cargo I could be supplying. So what gives? This has all the makings of a manger that is ready to be set to flame. And not in a good way. No one bring a match even close to this one, or he'll burn himself and the whole town with him. Are you too a curmudgeonly manger? Are you an impatient soul? Patience, this fruit of the Holy Spirit, describes the lasting condition of a soul to endure whatever is happening to or around the soul, without sadness, without bitterness or resentment. Patience. Is your soul a manger that is concerned with nothing else? Not the delay of the Lord to show himself? Not the difficulties of the world or of others? Not the difficulty of progress in your relationship with the Lord? None of this. Are you concerned only with readying yourself to be the most fitting manger for the Lord? Is the state of your manger perhaps so patient that you even desire the cross, desire the afflictions that others deny our Lord, out of love for him, willingly accepting all with joy? Is your manger one of patience? Unsure? Just hop in your car and try to drive anywhere around 4 p.m. in Slidell, and you'll learn real quick if you have patience or if you don't. Until tomorrow, let's be honest with ourselves. Are we patient?
Come and be born in me. 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 Since I am not able, Lord, make me your stable. Oh, come and be born in me. Oh, come and be born in me.
Come and be born in me. Come and be born.
Be born.